Sunday, November 8th. Welcome to Low Stands and Pour. It's about 8:03, broadcasting just outside of Detroit City. We are on board. We're introducing our hosts, our co-hosts, whatever hosts, Bill. I'm sure he's got great things to say tonight, don't you, Bill? We could go all
night. El Carpe is here, brother.
You know, yeah, if you want to, my brother,
we can go all night.
Are you happy of the outcast? How come? I said, you happy with the outcome?
Well, you know, there's worse things that could happen.
There is worse
things. Apparently, something happened over the past 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, what could that have been?
Somebody got elected for something. Somebody got elected for something. I don't know. There's some kind of
guy that waxed my car got for some president. The guy that waxed my car got elected to. No, what's that? Do. What's going on over there?
That ain't it.
Are you
dude,
still
entire day outside?
Yeah, awesome. You're not protesting the election. You're not going to be a ballot counter. What's up, the bitch red?
Why would it matter? The bitch red. Red has joined. That's awesome. Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
So, no, apparently there's some guy got elected for something, and you know that just sort of happens.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not sad. I'm actually kind of looking forward to the
normalcy?
Dumpster fire that it's going to be. Well, the dumpster fire for the next, you know, 10 to 12 days, while the sitting president decides that he finally can actually accept the fact that he's fired. Well,
the real dumpster fire is 12 to 24 months when Biden's got to take over this fucking shit-worthy economy, and he's going to be, unfortunately, doing with the president because it's going to take him over. You watch. It's not against him. I'm just saying he's taking on probably the worst economy in a long time. Retail is going to fucking take a hit. We know that. Residential is going to take a hit. Investors are going to take a hit. Mom and pops are going to take a hit. He's in big trouble. He's going to have to do something. He can't come out of the gates fucking and saying, I'm going to tax everybody. You know, I think that's why it was so close. You know,
I don't see you from. Did you watch his speech yesterday?
No, I don't need to.
Biden.
No, I don't need to. I already know what he's going to say. He's a typical politician.
No, I'm
just saying he is. But we got a typical politician back in office, and that's all we wanted. But that's what made nobody comfortable.
He sounded like an adult.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. No, this is not the
first thing he's going to do.
This is nothing against how anybody feels.
No, no, I'm just saying,
that's the reason why I voted for Biden. I'm so sick and tired of Trump. If he knew it was good for himself, he'd still be there. But the narcissist that he is, it was all about him.
The thing that I'm saying is from watching Biden's speech is basically he's like, I'm going to set up a COVID task force first thing.
Yeah, but you know what?
He's going to do that before he becomes president. But quite frankly, what Trump didn't do shit about COVID, and he sucked ass about it.
Well, let me ask you one question. This is nothing against you.
Hold on.
Let me ask you one question, because I know what you're saying. All right, go ahead.
Jesus Christ.
You're always the fucking host.
What I was going to say is Biden's going to put together – am I the host tonight or are you?
No, you are.
Great. So
– go ahead. Let it rip.
Biden's going to put together a task force and piece this together. And what's going to end up happening is the way I see from what I understand is it's going to be, these are the steps that we have to take in order to make this COVID shit go away. And it's going to be painful, but it's going to be predictable.
I know.
As predictable as it can be. And what happens when what happens with the economy is when there's a certain level of predictability,
I know, but damage is already
done. He does well. regardless of, you know, it tax this, tax that, whatever. But there's predictability, and the economy is going to do just fine because there's going to be a plan.
All right. Let me say this.
Go ahead. Give it to
me. All right. So a couple things. Unfortunately, Biden's going to be taking over a really fucked up economy. There's certain things in the part of the economy that are saying, you know what? Housing was strong for a long time, but new builds are down, which means people are really starting to buy less houses. And I think with COVID and everything else, people are going to kind of hunker down and they're not going to want to sell. So I think, first of all, the real estate part of it is going to decline. But with COVID and the hit on mom and pop shops and the retail and all that, Biden's taking on an economy that's going to fall apart. And I don't know if there's a whole lot he can do for it. And he's 77 now, I think. So even if he goes full term to 81, is he going to be, you know, in his right mind, to take another 4 years to get something done, which makes even the next election even that more interesting. But going back to kind of what you were saying about, you know, having some peace with Biden being in there, I think he's very well spoken. I think that he's a voice that everybody wants to hear. But I think there's also the population that proved itself. We don't want to hear it anymore. If it's going to be tough, it's going to be tough. Let's get through it. But let's make some fucking change. And I don't think that Biden's going to be one for change. And unfortunately, because of the economy and COVID, I don't think he's going to be a president that's going to get much done. He's going to really have to go to bat big time. And that's my thought.
And it's a fair thought. And I'm not saying that I'm not saying you're crazy for thinking that. I don't think you're far off.
Yeah.
I think there are many other things in play that are going to affect what's really going to happen. But I didn't want to get into politics tonight so much as, you know, I feel very relieved. It was nice last night. My wife and I had a cocktail last night.
Yeah.
Just watch the speech. And, you know, I got to say.
It's a breath of fresh air, I know.
Yeah. As vice presidents go, Kamala Harris is going to be all right.
I hope so. I think everybody hopes so. I don't think anybody cares if she's a woman or black or part black, whatever. I just think that people still want change. I think people are tired of the same. I think you're tired of the same old.
I am. And here's why listening to both of them speak last night was important, is because they had a message, and it was, we can get through this. We can work together. We can be a country again of united people. And, you know, it was this, there was a message.
Right.
And for the love of God, the last 4 years, we watch a president get up and speak and there's no message. The message is conspiracy theory and, you know, everybody's after me and nobody loves me and suburban women, please love me.
Stupid
shit.
Is we voted for this guy, and also he was lousy in the 2016 debates. We all knew that. We saw it. We all still did it, which tells me one thing. People want effing change. People want to be done with this crap. And that's why I don't like Biden, is because he's a lifelong politician. He knows the ins and outs. He knows what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. Honestly, I think we need a Trump in 2016 for 2020. But, you know, obviously that's not going to happen. But I don't think if Trump took another 4 years in the office, anything would happen. But I think it's going to be kind of a mess from here on out, unfortunately. You know?
And whatever the mess turns out to be, we're a resilient people. We will figure out.
We are resilient.
And the fact of the matter is, and this is the only reason why I'm kind of rooting for possibilities with Biden, is he has a message that is, let's move forward together. You know,
hopefully get something fucking done.
The last 4 years.
I know, but he did kickstart the economy though. But it's whatever. Walden said, I think that Trump was far right. I'm afraid that Camilla is too far left. We need someone who can be in the middle. Hopefully Biden does that, because I think we
but
all.
But Biden is in the middle, and Kamala's not going to have a lot of power. But
no.
I like the idea that he picked her because you know, yeah, sure, she takes a lot of boxes for all the different fun off-the-wall stuff. But the reason I really like him picking her is because she gave him so much shit at the Democratic debates.
Yeah.
And she really rode him hard.
And yeah.
To me, the fact that he was able to say, you know what? I need somebody who's going to question me.
All right.
I need someone that I respect. And obviously he does respect her. Otherwise he wouldn't have chose her. But I need somebody I respect who's gonna question me and make me double think whatever my thought process is. And,
right.
And I can only think that I can only imagine that that's going to make for better decisions down the road. And, you know, how many times have you in your own personal life made a decision off the cuff and just, oh yeah, I'm just going to do this. And then it turns out 5 minutes later, you're, oh fuck, why did I think of that? Why did I do that?
I try to follow my gut feeling, but.
Right. But if you had somebody that would question you and go, well, why do you think this is going to work? Let's go through and let's walk through. And the fact that she's so meticulous with steps and program, you know, because of her history, she's going to go, all right, well, if we do this, then this happens and or the other thing happens. And how do we manage this the best way? And I just think that by picking her, you know, and mind you, I don't know a lot about her. I don't love her tremendously. I just love the dichotomy between the two of them. Here's this moderate and this to put it bluntly, a belligerent liberal. And between the two of them, they're going to go, all right, well, she's going to question him and make him think more. And he's going to go, well, all right, well, this decision I'm going to make, but thanks for asking. And I needed that extra little thought because now we changed this one little tidbit to this other thing.
I know, but this is my thing.
Whatever.
I think we're programmed to think that works the best. And I think that Biden and Kamala Harris has a chance. I think they're taking on something that is beyond them and beyond anybody else. It's just it's going to be a massive undertaking to get us out of COVID and get the economy back on track.
It's going to be tough.
A lot of people are worried about him being so up in the forefront about taxation, and people are worried. People don't understand exactly how the taxes are going to work, and you know that works against his favor. But I forgot what was I going to say now.
It's going to be interesting.
Oh, so this is my point, is that, and I know how you're going to answer this, but
no, you don't.
Maybe you can prove me wrong. But
please.
Sometimes I think people are starting to think I'd rather have an a-hole in the office that gets things done than somebody that is going to, you know, I want to invite to Thanksgiving dinner that does nothing. The argument there is I think even if Trump got in for a second term, he's taking on an economy that's going to be just a complete mess. And if he was more of a leader and more of whatever regarding COVID right out of the bat, saying, wear your mask, let's deal with this, let's shut down the airlines for whatever, 7 days, whatever, blah, 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 he would have been a hero. But he was so, his attitude comes across as being so empathetic, you know?
The thing with him is, he is not capable of doing what you're just described. He is incapable of doing
it. I remember too is that the guy's for however many times he's been bankrupt or whatever, the guy is a successful guy, and there is 50% of the people that did vote for the guy practically, which means something. But you're taking 50% of the population that are saying that I don't care what it takes, I just need change. It might not have been Trump. You know, it could have been somebody else, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, I have issues with the fact that the guy owes $400 million to other countries.
Yeah, but he's worth like $4 billion.
Is he really? Is he really? Is he really?
How do we ever know? We could argue all that.
Yeah, well, what was funny is the Saturday Night Live.
What's up, two dumbasses?
Hey, two dumbasses here.
We're Los Darren's and Poor's.
And we're close to two dumbasses.
Yeah.
Might as well be two dumbasses.
Yeah, we are
two dumbasses. But you guys took the name first.
You're right.
That's all right. Hell yeah. Gotta love me some two dumb asses.
Right.
We love and, two dumb asses. Guys, anybody who's listening to this, if you ever want to have a fun and entertaining show, you listen to some two dumb asses. Those
guys yeah.
are good. Those guys are good stuff. In fact, I have to actually listen to them more often.
I gotta go fill my clear beer up.
Yeah, you go fill your clear beer up.
Fuck balls is passed out on my couch.
Already?
Oh, she's gonna make me a cocktail.
Oh, good.
I know. I told her, get up and do something, damn it.
Get her.
She's fucking throwing her wine all over the place and
make her useful.
Snoring like an old dog.
Two dumbasses. We bow to you, gentlemen.
No, we bow
okay,
to you.
Well, dumbasses. Wait a minute. Two dumbasses. Number one, you said gentlemen.
I'm yeah. Sorry. That's an insult right there.
Ouch.
My nose. It's like a kick in the shorts.
Oh, my nose is bleeding. Gentlemen.
Two dumbasses. Where are you guys from? What part of the country?
Yeah, that's actually a good question.
Yeah, Sunday's always going to be polite, even if we are lying. Yeah, we lie all the time.
And we appreciate. Sarcasm is never lost on us.
Chicago.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
What part of Chicago, though?
Yeah, go Red Wings.
I spent a lot of time in Chicago in various different places for various different alcoholic events.
The Huskow is where you started.
I don't even remember the Huskow.
The Huskow.
I'm sure I was there, but it was at
the Huskow Saloon.
Okay. What do you say?
Eastern suburbs, three away from the loop. Oh, like towards Joliette?
Joliette?
Yeah. Joliette. No, it's south. Okay. Yeah, it's a little southeast.
Joliette. Don't we?
That's where Bill put time in. Thanks,
Oh, yeah.
Don't close that.
Oh, my God.
We're smoking in here, and she keeps closing the place down.
That's awesome.
Smoking and doing edibles, too. The edibles.
We got half a pack of cigarettes. We're wearing sunglasses in the middle of the night.
I think Kim's chewing on some more edibles. You know, I got to tell you a story, short story. This is like 5 years ago. I stopped over at Kim's place, and she's like, hey, my friend from work, she gave me a cookie. Do you want to share a cookie with me? And it was like 10 o'clock, and I'm like, sure. Yeah, what the hell?
I'll have a little cookie.
Yeah, I've never done an edible before, but I'll try one. What the hell? And it was like midnight, and I'm like, not feeling very well. I go, do you think I can crash in your couch? And she says, no, I think you should go home right now. She made me go home. And by the time I got like a mile down the road, I was going like 7 miles an hour, like tripping really bad. So if any of you guys done edibles or are considering doing edibles, be extremely, extremely careful. It's a psychedelic buzz.
Oh, it's
I don't know if Bill's done edibles or not, but
no. Well, my new brother has been doing CBDs and different stuff, and it's been interesting because one of the weekends I was up there, he was like, "Have some of this brownie."
Oh yeah,
and I didn't even think about it. I'm like, "Oh, I'm up for some."
Oh, did you do an edible?
Oh, we got fucked.
Oh, I bet that shit. If you don't know what it's like.
Well, I haven't had edibles in a long time, and right. I haven't smoked anything of that type or anything like that in a long time. And I'm like, oh, wow. So, yeah, it was crazy.
Your prep history.
Yeah, well, it was a good thing I slept the night at his place.
Yeah, so, I was going to say so. She kicked me out.
I said, we suck. Because of course we couldn't pronounce the proper Chicago town correctly.
Right.
Two dumbasses. So do we. But we just appeal to people's dumbness. LOL. And yes, we are. Well, this is low standards and poor. We do no research. It's all just bullshit on a stick, and we just ramble on while we can. And
most
if there
time we're
is
wrong.
Any research, if there is any research done, it was on accident.
And did you say research?
I said research.
Research.
Hey, I've been. You know what I found? Actually, I've been drinking this. What is it? Jameson Black Barrel.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Oh, I did? I remember. It's delicious. I just finished off the fifth. I'm sipping on the last of it right now, and then I'm going to have to go back to my beers. But, just delicious. Yum stuff. So the neighborhood guys, we all got together, was it Friday night?
Yeah.
The Detroit cop.
Do they invite you, or did you just show up?
I just show up. The Detroit cop is a big Trump guy, and everybody else. Well,
yeah.
Well, Detroit cop and the salesman are big Trump guys, and this was Friday, and I showed up, and me and the firemen are talking a little bit politics stuff, but then it just got shut down really fast because those guys just did not want to hear about
anything. Yeah.
It was just like, oh, all right, well, whatever.
Yeah.
We're not talking about it. Let's play with the dog and throw the thing and drink a lot and have a fire pit.
I love fire pits.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. So, yeah, it's been a very nice it's what, 72 or 73 degrees today here in Detroit?
Yeah, I was about ready to turn the hot tub.
Oh my God!
Fuck balls on my couch. She comes over here and just sleeps.
I miss fuck balls.
Yeah, I think fuck balls misses you too. Mm-hmm. She was at Depeche Mode with us. I think she was. Yeah.
Yeah, my wife met her.
Yeah, I've been kicking a lot of. Remember, were you guys there for War Paint? They opened up for Depeche Mode.
Oh, they were great.
I know. I listen to them all the time, and I keep trying to remind myself to remind you to listen to War Paint. And I love those guys. They're all from Los Angeles, but man, they fucking sound great.
Speaking of music.
Yeah.
So I did end up talking to my brother today. It's today, Sunday. Talked to my brother yesterday, Saturday, when I went and hung out with Ma.
Yeah.
I asked him real quick about Hamtramck. And he's like, yeah, we're not doing it in March.
Really?
There's no way it's happening. They have not prepared enough for it. And even if they prepared for it, there's a really good chance it's not even going to happen because too many people. But what he's talking about is doing something in maybe July.
Yeah.
Of 2021.
Yep.
So, as that gets closer and as the Hamtramck Music Festival stuff comes to fruition, we will promote the snot out of it. But two dumbasses, have you heard us talk about the Hamtramck Music Festival over here in Detroit? We've actually had a couple of Chicago bands play in the Hamtramck Music Festival, even yes. though it's not preferred. We prefer to have local Detroit bands. I'm curious, two dumbasses, have you heard us talk about this before?
I think they beat Feet. They're going somewhere, I thought.
That might happen. Yeah. I mean, what's funny is with the Podbean, there's usually a lot of shows that go on in the evening, and there's a lot of us that know each other. You know, there's Nonsense Password. Father Brian. And two dumbasses. Everybody just bounces around to and fro with the different shows. And it's great. It's a great community. I really am very happy to be part of this Podbean community. But I'd really love to have people stick around longer and have some good conversations.
Yeah, join on in.
Yeah. And, you know, two dumbasses, if you're still here, if you want to join in, give us a call. You know, hit the button, call in.
So you said you called Willie and no Willie tonight?
No, Willie, well, I haven't heard, I didn't hear back from him. I texted him about 7:30 and said, hey, you know, we haven't heard from you in a while. What you up to?
Yeah.
But he didn't respond, so we'll see. Oh, here's another thing. You know, my buddy that I've told you before, my buddy Chris.
Yeah.
Was key in the designing of the
Hello, Father Brian.
The new Camaro.
Yeah.
He got COVID on Monday.
No shit. Yeah, wait, was it the guy, the bicyclist guy, we went to Signal Gefurz with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the Greek background, right?
Yep.
Hello,
I've known him since. Hey, Father Brian, good to hear from you. But I've known him since we were 4 years old.
Yeah.
And he is a design. Thank he's you, always, Father. He's always been in very intricate in design. He's done a lot of General Motors cars for the last, you know, 30 years or so.
Right.
And my son, who's very interested in drawing and doing different stuff, he met up with my boy about when my son was in seventh grade. And we just sat down and flipped through some of his artwork. And he's like, yeah, just keep drawing, do this, do that, and the other. And actually, just before my son was supposed to meet with him as part of a school thing. They had
right.
made arrangements. He was going to meet with him as like a mentorship thing and meet with him in April.
Was your son going to go to CCS?
Possibly, you know, and we don't know.
Yeah.
But he was supposed to meet with my buddy in April, early April of 2020. And of course everything got shut down and we never got the chance to get with Christos. And I just texted him the other day and I says, actually Friday morning or Saturday morning, just saying, hey, you know, we were talking again, seeing about, you know, maybe we could get together. And he's like, dude, I'm still recovering from COVID.
It's
been horrible. And, you know, I'm doing all right, but everything, you know, and it was nice to hear he's doing okay, but you know, shit, he's got it.
Yeah, it's scary. I had a few friends that just picked it up and they're beating it. But, you know, you just never know. There's been some – I was watching some stuff on documentary viruses, and they said just it depends on the person too. It depends on your genetics and depends on if it affects your lungs or not. But, you know, I was also watching this documentary.
Father Brian, thanks for sharing the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And they were going through these different third world countries – that have like bats and monkeys and other things that are all obviously they're dead, but the they've been like, you know, reduced to like no fluids, no nothing, sort of flat and kind of whatever. But they use these for soups, and they're saying they use them for soups. And they said basically,
it's crazy.
The main reason why these things happen is negligence, and it's basically either like a monkey bites a person or a bird bites a person, or there's some kind of interaction between an animal and a human that gets these viruses started. And you can go to, you know, if you look at like SARS and MERS and Ebola and all those, they're all pretty much animal to human born.
Yeah. And that's how it takes. And it's from us hanging around with these animals for so long.
Animals.
We kind of get too close. And well, it is what it is. But, you know.
Yeah.
But hey, Father Brian, if you're still hanging on, you want to chat for a minute, feel free to call in, brother. We'd love to talk to you and the missus.
Oh, no. Fuckballs is busting up shit back there. I was wondering what she was doing.
Oh, well, you know, can't have fuckballs busting up shit.
Mm-hmm. She gets a little excited.
What was the other thing? What was our topic for tonight? Was I in charge?
I think we exhausted it. We're 30 minutes in. I think we blew it out. But I don't know. What did you do over the weekend?
Well, you know, I spent all day yesterday with Ma.
Yeah.
My oldest did a earlier this week. She did a recording.
Yeah.
She did a, I guess, well, you can find it on YouTube now. But she did a performance of her playing the flute.
COVID compliant performance.
Yes, it was COVID compliant performance outside, a recital with her and one of her buddies playing the violin. And they did some really nice pieces. It's 30 minutes of just beautiful music. And I got to.
So if anybody wants to look up, Bill's beautiful daughter and how well she plays the flute, you can find it by typing in.
Am I filling this part in?
Yeah, type it in, fill in the blank.
It's an afternoon of classical music with Britney, and I can't remember the other girl's name.
Yeah. She looks like Hillary Clinton's daughter a little bit.
My daughter?
No, the other one.
Oh, well, but, it's lovely music. And
she did a great job.
You watched it?
I did watch. Yeah, as soon as you told me, I didn't know that she was on. Then you text me, like, my daughter's on this live performance. I jumped right on.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw them out there. They're in the woods. There was a tree behind them. And, yeah, it was
There's a little bit of wind noise, but,
it is what it is.
It's one of those, like, holy crap. You could be standing. Music is – I don't even know where to go with that. Because I love music. I love listening to music. I wish I could play the music.
Tell everybody why we put this podcast together and why we are so passionate about music between the two of us.
Well, Eric and I met when we were working together back in 2005, 2006, something like that.
For Chase, I think it was Chase Bank.
Yeah. And I always had music playing in my little office, and he would come over and go, "Oh, dude, what are you listening to?" You know, and we just kind of touched base on we both liked the same kind of music, which was great. But then it got to be where, Eric would call me and say, "Hey, I got tickets for such and such band. Let's go see them." And I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I'm in. I'll do whatever. I'm in." And we would go to two or three concerts a year. And then we went to, what was it, 2018, 2019, we went and saw.
Yeah, I think it was 18, I think.
We went and saw.
The Church.
The Church with their opening of the Starfish tour. And it was Starfish was an album that they had back in 1985, 1986. And it was like their quintessential album. And so they're restarting the tour, 35 years later, whatever the hell. And we're sitting there at the concert just looking at each other going, "What do you think all these people are thinking?"
Yeah, and Ferndale, Michigan was where we saw them, and it was the first stop of their North American tour. So it was pretty cool. It was their first show, so I felt pretty cool.
But we're like, what do you think all these people in the audience are thinking? Because I'm sure everybody has an experience of when they first heard the song, song, that song, that album, what station did they hear it on? And it was like, dude, we should do a podcast about music. And I'm like, well, yeah, because you and I love the same kind of music more or less. And we can talk about this shit. My brother runs the Hamtramck Music Festival. And we could, we could use our podcast to talk about Detroit music and other music, and then also, promote this music festival. And there's the Royal Oak Music Festival. We know the guys from Hand Grenades that run that. And we could really promote the snot out of all these great music festivals and get people to really get out there and enjoy the music that's out there that's part of Detroit.
Amen, my bro.
I remember, and this goes to two dumbasses from Chicago. Whether they're still here or not, it's not important. But I remember when I was working in Springfield, Illinois, I went to, with like two of my buddies, we went to the Red Wings game in St. Louis, which is about a 2-hour drive down to St. Louis. And that same night from that Red Wings game that was in the afternoon, that very night, my brother and his band were playing in a town in Chicago. And I'm like, dude, we're leaving this Red Wings game and we're going to Chicago and we're going to listen to my brother's band. And we did it. And it was the best show I've seen in years. They did a 12-minute version of Shaken All Over that was beyond belief. But there's so many bands that are out there that are just so talented and can do so much fun stuff. And we just need to get people to come and see them and participate and just be. And again, once the COVID shit's over, that's when it's really going to happen for us. You know, everybody's dealing with weird shit that's going on, and you know, you got to be flexible and just deal with it. But we started this thing. We're going to start doing band things and interviews and this, that, and the other. And then the COVID hits and nobody can go see shows and everything's kind of shut down. So it's like, all right, well, we're just going to deal with it. Fine. But at a certain point when this turns around, that's what our show is going to be. But for now, we're just talking about whatever, because, you know, that's all we got left.
All right, I got a question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Best pop star in the last 40 years.
Define pop star.
Any way you want. Best pop star. Michael Jackson? Prince? Elvis? Was Elvis more of a rock star or more of a...
Are we talking band or individual?
You can talk anything you want. I'm just throwing it out there.
Because my first thought for pop star was Prince.
Yeah.
Because just fucking stellar music, hit the ground running, just great stuff. But you know, yeah, George Michael, Wham, great stuff. Rolling Stones, The Beatles.
Pop star. I'm on a pop star. Almost like you couldn't even say Michael Hutchins with excess. I'm talking about Prince, Michael Jackson. Who's the other guy? Even like Tina Turner. Britney Spears.
Timberlake. Who's the the other one, not Britney Spears, but what's her name?
Miley Cyrus?
No, I always forget her name.
She's talking about Are You Ugly, the one. Pink. No, not Pink. The other one. She was on the Disney thing.
She was 14 years old.
She sings like no other. But she's sung like not You're Ugly, but the Mirror Ugly. Starts with S. Madonna is another one. Pop star, big time. She reinvented herself. Yeah, she could have been.
But I'm talking about the one who's made the most money ever. As
I gotta look her up.
Miley Cyrus. I hate the fact that I can never think of her name. My kids love her. They've seen her like three or four times.
Yeah, she's blonde hair.
Yeah, blonde hair, real skinny, just and a good kid. She's a good kid.
I know what you're talking about. Well, she was part of the Disney program. Disney.
If you look up
Christina Aguilera. Aguilera?
No.
That's what I was thinking of.
No. She's the one that Kanye West interrupted his...
Katy Perry?
No. Listen to me for a minute. At the Emmys or award show or whatever, Kanye West interrupted her, said that somebody else was better.
Taylor Swift.
Thank you very much.
She's no fucking pop star.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? She is a pop Michael star Jackson. Beyond belief.
No, we're just not in the same league. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson or Prince or possibly Elvis is the best pop star ever. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Well, if
not engineered if
Taylor Swift. If I'm making the list, Taylor Swift.
I'd take Miley Cyrus over Taylor Swift.
And Miley Cyrus, no, because Taylor Swift—that's
a stretch.
No, Taylor Swift is far beyond better than Miley Cyrus. Taylor Swift,
she's so generic.
Elvis,
she's so generic. What's up, Doss?
Prince. You got well, but I mean, are we talking individuals or bands? You got
no. Stars. I'm talking about pop stars.
The Beatles. The Beatles for
a pop star. They're a band, though.
Yeah,
but talking about pop stars. So Michael Jackson, Prince, George Michael.
That's why I was asking you to define it.
Yeah, I'm talking about individuals.
Well, then it's Prince.
It's got to be Prince. But Prince could write the music, he could sing the music, and he could play the music.
Yeah.
I think Michael Jackson was more of a,
but
Prince, you sing this and that's it. You can't play an instrument or nothing.
Yeah, but Prince could play all the instruments.
No, he couldn't play shit. I've never seen Prince with a guitar or a keyboard or a drum in his hand. You know, who's actually a great musician is David Grohl from Foo Fighters and Nirvana. He can just about play anything. And I see him with like Queens of the Stone Age or some of the guys he's hooked up with. That guy's incredible.
Fine. Then Jack Black.
No, come on. Now you're being facetious.
Yes, I am.
You are. You're being facetious. Madonna. Madonna's probably above.
But she can't play an instrument. She couldn't play an instrument.
I know. But she can, recreate herself anytime she wanted to.
Yeah. A lot more I can recreate Jackson. Myself, too.
Jackson just wiped out his face.
Oh, Jesus.
Dawson, there's no way Justin Bieber is a pop star. That little Canadian fart fella.
But he's popular.
Yeah, he's popular, but he's not talented.
Prince I didn't say – well, but you're – again, define.
What does Justin Bieber play? He doesn't play anything.
But Prince does play instruments. You just – whether you've seen it or not, you don't.
You might be right, Doss. I don't follow Bieber, but Prince
– I'm not a believer.
Prince could play anything. I don't think Jackson played a single thing of anything. I think he just sang and dance.
But again,
I'd rather watch Tina Turner than him.
Then you go to Paul McCartney, I would say Paul McCartney is because number one, he's been part of the Beatles, part of a band that went fucking global. Then he was Then he was Paul McCartney in the Wings, went fucking crazy, and then he's done solo stuff, which has been great as well.
All right,
out in jiu-jitsu. And the thing about Paul McCartney, when you talk about reinventing yourself, this is a guy who's been playing music forever.
Yeah,
he's even better than Bruce Springsteen.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Potato, potato.
Well, but, and Springsteen is great. Don't get me wrong. But he's better than Springsteen in so much as he's
I agree. If I go see his show or
he's had the longevity. He's been part of three different,
Nirvana's a band, not pop. Doss, I'm all about Nirvana. I love Nirvana.
Oldest was about 14. She goes, wait a minute. Paul McCartney was in the band before the Wings?
Yeah. Educate those kids, Bill, will you?
Well, exactly. But the thing is because Paul McCartney has been through three or four reincarnations of himself.
The guy's like 140 years old, still fucking singing like crazy.
And he's good.
Yeah. No, I know. I agree.
So, as pop stars go, I'm going with McCartney, Taylor Swift. I'll give you Elvis. I'll give you
full of shit. I'm gonna give you right now Prince right off the bat.
Well, yeah, Prince, of course.
I'm talking that guy's like borderline genius with music. He might have been a little funky the way he's saying, but guy's genius with music though. Mm-hmm. And Jackson was up there. I think Madonna's up there too. I think Madonna's up there in the top five.
Yeah,
she rocked. She rocked the world for 10 years.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say whatever.
I'm just telling you. I think she did.
She doesn't make my top five.
Uh-oh. Either way, overrated. Well, Nirvana was a band that came out at the right time to say the right things, but I don't know. I think it's from Prince of the Shower.
That just Nirvana.
Yeah, so does what was that that movie with Kiss?
Oh yeah, that one.
Yeah, the one with
the one with the thing with the stuff about Kiss.
The kid who
chases down and follows Kiss.
Oh my God! No, if you give it a second.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
No.
Yeah, whatever. You know, and Kiss was a great band, but
I loved
again,
Kiss.
It was glam. It was glam rock.
Yeah, but they
fit a niche.
Yeah, but they were. Don't forget, Kiss started in the early 70s, whereas glam rock was more of the 80s.
Yeah, but
that's but not fit, like Group App and all that. They just kind of fit in a little bit.
Yeah, they fit a niche.
Yeah,
they were a special.
Phantom of the Park. Who's Phantom of the
what
Park?
What happened?
Who's Phantom of the Park? Oh, Phantom of the Park. That's what Kiss to their movie. That's right.
Right.
I forgot about that. That was a lousy movie too. It sucked. Did you just stay home when Miami Vice was on Friday nights, coming out like 8, 9 o'clock?
No.
I would stay home and watch that religiously.
Well, you know, the book that I used to work on was actually featured in one of the episodes.
Really?
Yeah. It was kind of cool. Yeah. I can't remember if it was a murder that happened on the boat or if some drug dealer was owning the boat or what have you. But the boat that I used to work on was on Miami Vice.
No shit.
Yeah, it's really fucking cool.
That Ferrari they had is freaking awesome. If I ever came into money, it's one of the first things I'd buy is that Ferrari. Ferrari Daytona. God, I love that car. It's a beautiful car.
All right. Well, you know, if I came into a lot of money and had a shitload extra, if we're talking about buying cars, I would buy
your Delta 88.
Well, besides that,
pimp it down.
The Magnum PI Ferrari.
Oh yeah, the 308. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
That was a beautiful car.
I love that car too. There's a guy down the street from where my mom used. Well, she still lives there, but about 3 blocks away, they had two of those in his garage. And he had an ordinary house and all that, but probably back in the time when he bought them, they were probably dirt cheap. But he had two of those in his garage. One was like a white one. One was like a red one. I don't know whatever happened to him, but.
Great fucking car.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard that Magic Johnson was selling his Mercedes for like $24,000.
Really?
Yeah, he has a 1980 something Mercedes. He was selling it for $24,000. It has one of his signed basketballs in it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, that's a bargain. And you know, here I'm thinking, all right, well, if 80s Mercedes is $24,000. I could maybe buy, you know, and that's Magic Johnson's. Maybe I could buy an actual Mercedes that's not Magic Johnson's for like $10,000.
Probably.
With 84,000 miles on it.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently DOS are on the take for sure.
Who's on the take?
DOS was just saying apparently they're on the take. I agree with them 100%, just based on the name, right? Not only Magic Johnson was good, but Jordan's better, Kareem's better. I don't know. There's probably an argument there somewhere.
I'm not a big Abdul.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Well, and that reminds me of a joke that I actually did to my boss at work when I was working at the restaurant. We used to, we'd open up, sour cream or cream cheese or, you know, whatever, and use half of it. Then you got to save some for the next day or whatever as part of the cooking prep.
Yeah.
And I had a cream cheese that was like, it was still a gallon left of the 5 gallon tub or whatever. And so I put plastic over it. You know, wrapped it up right, and you always write in black marker on the plastic what's in there so that people know. And then you put dates and stuff like that. And so it was cream cheese. And it was, of course, in the late 80s, where early 90s, where, you know, Kareem Abdul was, you know, the Lord and master of everything. So I wrote Kareem cheese. And I spelled that's Kareem funny. As Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's funny shit.
Kareem cheese. And it, I mean, it was, and I wrote it and I laughed at myself when I wrote it. I chuckled while I was writing it and I put it in the fridge. And then my boss went like the next morning and picked it out and started to make his stuff. And he looked at it and he just started busting out laughing. He fell over on the ground. It was so funny to him. And I was so proud of the fact that I got him, because he's one of those dry characters. It's so hard to make him laugh. And I got him to fall on the ground laughing because I put Kareem cheese in the freezer, the fridge. So anyway, that's just what's going on.
Good fucking story.
Doss. Doss. Doss, call in and talk to us, Doss. What's going on? You need to be part of our
event.
He needs to be part of our shitty committee.
Nice reprieve.
Eric, tell people how they get part of the shitty committee.
If you want to be a part of the shitty committee, you just got to type and say, pour me another brother.
No. There's no typing in. You got to call in.
Oh, you got to call in?
Yeah, you got to call in.
Nobody calls.
Typing in is a pansy ass way to go.
Let's at least get them to type in. If they type in,
I want people to call in. I want to talk to people.
Not. Well, you might have talked to yourself for a few minutes. You got to go, like, take the paint out.
Yeah, take the paint out. Right. Doss, hey, you want to be part of the shitty committee? All you got to do is call us up and say, hey, pour me another brother. And you're part of the crew. And then we'll shoot the shit with you. What the hell? I mean, you're already typing shit back and forth with us. Call us in. Call whatever. Be part of the show. Be silly. Be crazy. It's just us. I mean, there's like me and Eric and like three other people who aren't related to us listening to us. So, you know, the 14 people who are related don't care. You know, give us a ring. Although you might have to wait a minute because Eric's in charge of the fucking computer letting people join in. And, well, you know, he's out taking a leak and what have you. Doss, what are you sipping on tonight? Tell me, brother, what's the beverage of choice for the evening? And I love it's the Doss with an exclamation point. You're not fucking around. Dig it. I think Doss actually left. That's all right, though. It doesn't matter. We're just here having fun. It is the Low Standards and Pours show. Our standards are low and the pours are high. And when we say pours, of course, we mean booze. So join us. And the fact of the matter is...
Yakking?
What's the matter?
Are you still yakking?
I was babbling on like an incessant BS full of person or whatever I am.
Horse malarkey?
Yes. Did I say malarkey? No, you said malarkey. So there you have it. I think Doss left us.
That's my input. That's all right. That's all right. He'll be back.
Okay.
He'll be back.
Oh, I'm just like full of gas today.
Really?
I'm an old man.
You are. I mean, you kind of get a little creaky old.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate the fact that you're not denying any of this. Just, you know, oh, yeah, you're an old fart.
You are. Old stinky fart.
Well, you know, and when it comes down to it, I'm going to keep blaming the dog even 20 years after it's dead.
No, that's all right.
That's just how it works. So, how was your weekend?
Mine's fine. I got fuckballs over here. I'm not sure what the hell she's doing anymore. Are we out of clear beer? Yeah, for sure. you're gonna fill me up with another clear beer probably towards the end, and then we'll probably hang out and throw some I don't know cheese balls at each other.
Right.
And that's about it. Right. I was over at mom's today. I had to help her out a little bit today, and that's about it. Nothing too exciting, you know. Same old shit. All right.
Well, that's how, that's what happens.
What do you got in store for Wednesday?
I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to a nice, relaxing week.
So am I. So am I. Well, hopefully you can get to work and bust out some loans and take the weekend off and not worry about working so many hours over the weekend. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I do. Well, and this weekend's been great because I have not worked at all. You know,
very good.
Like I said, Saturday.
You work too much as it is.
Saturday, I hung out with my ma, which was nice. And then today I spent the entire day just, you know, doing stuff in the backyard. I planted all sorts of bulbs for next year.
Good for you.
You know, just, and my wife was in the front. She was clearing out the garden spot that she takes care of the front. She raked up a bunch of leaves that I vacuumed up. Oh, so here's what I did. This is great. And some sense would get a kick out of this because Nonsense Password's wife, Some Sense, she and I have had many conversations about gardening things.
Yeah.
So I pulled up all the stuff out of my garden and I cleared it all out.
Yeah.
I still have the fence around it. But what I did is I took all the leaves that I vacuumed up and, you know, in the little mulcher thing, and I vacuumed them up and I put them on the patio in the backyard, and then I vacuumed them up again. So they got double mulch into little tiny pieces, and
I
dumped them all in the garden.
Oh yeah.
I dumped like three different types of dirt in the garden as well. And then I ran the tiller through it and just
good for you.
And just ground that all up and just really got it ready for it. And it'll be great because the whole winter the snow will come on and sink down in there, and it just, you know, the worms will get all crazy with the leaves and stuff.
If you ever get to a point where you have too much to handle, let me know. I'll meet you halfway or whatever and pay for your vegetables. I love fresh vegetables. Oh my god, out of the garden taste better than anything you ever buy in a store.
Well, but see, that's what I love is, you know, and I've told you many a time, when my kids are home, they love when they're home and they stay for the Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I make the crazy great good breakfast, and I make eggs and potatoes and meat, and I go out in the garden and I pull out some tomatoes and I pull out some fresh scallions, chop it all up and mix it in with all the good stuff. And it's just so good to have.
Oh, hell yeah.
All that stuff. And, you know, like, I mean, this year I didn't grow broccoli. But what I've always enjoyed doing is growing the broccoli and then chopping it up and throwing it in my noodles and stuff with the tomato sauce, which I make with fresh tomatoes that I grow,
and
throw that all together.
Did you say tomatoes or tomatoes?
Tomatoes. Exactly. And throw all that shit in there and just make it so that it's just like this delicious, wonderful thing for lunch at work.
Yeah.
And it's like, and everybody at work is like, dude, you've got the best stuff ever. You know, and I've told you many a time about the, you know, huge ass zucchinis and summer squash.
They say the smaller the better, though. Don't they say?
I don't know, but the zucchinis that I grow are just like, immaculately huge. And one of the gals at work makes this zucchini bread out of the zucchinis I break.
Oh, it's good shit.
Oh, my bread. God. Jesus.
I was making, I had this recipe for, it was eggplant with butter. It wasn't a soup. It was like more of a stir fry, but it had eggplant, butter, cinnamon, nutmeg, and then like a few other things. You mix it with some other stuff, and it was so good. I'd have to look up the recipe again. I had it somewhere. But all those fall foods are just awesome. I've had butternut squash soup, I don't know how many times, and that's the best too. I can't believe that more people don't make that. It's so good.
Butternut squash.
Yeah, butternut. Yeah, you make it with a nutmeg, and it's usually a little bit cream based, and you have cinnamon in it, a little pepper, and obviously a touch of salt and a couple other things, but. It makes the butternut squash so good. So good.
Oh, I bet. I bet. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. It's good shit, man. It's good shit.
Yeah. Well, and I love having
you. All right, here we go. Here we
go. All right.
Bill, it's Sunday night. Low standard for pours. We're going to be on Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Our new Eastern Standard Time. I don't think we have an idea on topic yet, but
no look clue. Us up
and we will find
it. It's going to be us shooting the shit.
Yes.
Talking about something.
And, we are going on closer to 1,000 downloads. So at the point of 1,000, we're going to have a special show. God knows what, but Bill will come up with that.
Hey, no, we're open to suggestions. If somebody wants to throw out some, hey, why don't you guys try this for your 1,000 downloads?
Right.
Hey, we're open to that. Send us a message. Yeah, send us a message. Put some comments down. Tell us something.
Anything.
Make some shit up.
Anything you want.
Yeah, we'll deal with it.
Listen to the 6 and 7s. Uranium clock.
Uranium clock.
Good shit.
Hell yeah. And this was a band that was very, very popular at the Hamtramck Music Festival.
Yes.
Years and years. But there's so many good bands that show up in the local Detroit area. We're going to have some good times once we get this worked out. Of course, it's not going to happen in March, but might happen in June, July. We'll figure it out.
It's Sunday, November 8th, 9:06. Say goodnight, El Carpe.
Yeah, whatever. Hang up on me. I'm tired of talking.
Say goodnight, El Carpe.